So today, our friends over at the documentary series Retro Report take us back 40 years when the National Cancer Act was signed by then-President Richard Nixon. The act heralded a war on cancer, an idea, a metaphor for fighting a disease that doctors on the front lines resisted almost from the beginning.
This is not a war. We're not aiming at one specific enemy. Cancer is not a single disease like polio. This is many hundreds of diseases. So a silver bullet is a misconception.
That's cancer researcher Dr. James Holland, who was one of those doctors on the front lines 40 years ago and benefited from all the money that started to flow as Americans joined this new battle on cancer.
The amount of money that's being spent for medical research is, well, it's just fiddling. You won't believe this. Less is spent on cancer research than we spend on chewing gum.
In many ways, this war idea was the inspiration of philanthropist Mary Lasker. You heard her there speaking in the late 60s, early 70s. She led the fight for passage of the National Cancer Act. She succeeded in raising awareness, but eradicating cancer, that goal eludes us. Retro Report producer Jill Rosenbaum joins us now. Welcome to the program, Jill.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, war on cancer, good fight, bad metaphor, or have we created a monster with the war on cancer and all that it produced? What was your inspiration for looking back?
Well, I had an interest in medical and science coverage for a long time, and it interested me that we had been fighting cancer for such a long time and, in fact, hadn't made the kind of progress that had been promised or that had been anticipated. And it just seemed to, you know, something to take a look at. Scientists hate this war metaphor. And they, as Dr. Holland said in that clip that you played, you know, they don't want people to think that cancer is just one disease that can be eliminated with one discovery. And, you know, in the 1940s, we really saw the widespread use of antibiotics, which was radical. I mean, it transformed medical care. People survived infections that they had died from in the past. We saw polio be cured. And so I think people did have this idea that you could just take on cancer in the same way. And obviously, that's not true.
In some ways, the raised awareness has also raised people's vigilance, increased the amount of testing, increased the amount of false positives. But there has been progress in fighting certain kinds of cancer, yes?
Well, there has certainly been progress in fighting early stages of cancer. So, you know, people who have tumors that haven't spread beyond the original organ of origin, we've done quite well with them. We're doing really well with some of the blood cancers, some of the leukemias and lymphomas, testicular cancer. But the truth is that for most forms of cancer, once it metastasizes, which means, you know, spreads to other parts of the body, we still really don't know how to cure most of those cancers. And I think that is disappointing to a lot of people. The progress, interesting to me, is in lifestyle change. And just seeing the impact people quitting smoking has had is pretty inspiring.
And the behavior changes are really part of the raised awareness. People understand that cancer is not something that simply lands. It is the result of choices sometimes.
Yes, and I think we need to point out that public health officials are very worried about the impact the rising obesity levels could have on cancer rates, because there does seem to be a correlation between deaths from certain cancers and obesity. So just as quitting smoking helps prevent cancer, it could be that increased obesity causes cancer.
Retro Report producer Jill Rosenbaum taking us back 40 years to when the National Cancer Act was signed by President Richard Nixon. Jill, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.